Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we started a chapter on the prohibition of listening to backbiting, the command for a person who hears backbiting to refute it and to prevent the speaker from backbiting. If he is unable to do so or his objection is being ignored, he should leave that gathering if it is possible. So today we do one hadith that explains this point, that when a person is listening to ghibat, happens to be in a gathering where the ghibat is taking place, then he is also party to that ghibat. So the first thing he should do is try and prevent that speaker, refute that backbiting. And if he is unable to do so, his objections are being ignored, then he should move away from there, he should go away from there. He should not entertain any evil qualities about the person that has been spoken about. He should not entertain any bad thoughts and pollute his mind and heart. As we explained yesterday, there is a proviso for this. But so long as the person being spoken about is not publicly corrupting people's or being a threat to people's wealth, people's money, is not being a threat to people's health in terms of maybe being drugs, or is not a threat to people's deen promoting all the wrong ideologies. Otherwise, if somebody is doing that publicly, he's promoting and he's a threat to people, then that type of person should be mentioned to people so that their iman gets saved, their wealth gets saved, their health can get saved also. If they are not, people are not being told, then one person will get, for example, if this person is a fraudster, then he'll do one person down, he'll do the next person down, he'll do the next, and everyone is just keeping quiet thinking that this is ghibat, the whole town will get taken for a ride. So that is an exception. Here, this chapter is speaking about is where a person has got his own personal sins. Person may be, for example, not reading namaz, or he may be an alcoholic, or this person, he gambles. Now in his personal capacity, he's got a problem. Now to go and backbite and expose his sins, his personal sins, his own problems that he's got internally, to go and expose it, there's no reason to speak about it, but just to gossip and speak bad about someone, that Sharia doesn't like at all. This is something that we should be very careful about. We don't backbite, nor should we pollute our ears, our mind and our heart with backbiting. So today's hadith, an Abi Darda radiyallahu anhu an nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, man radda an irdi akhihi raddallahu an wajhihi an nar yawm al-qiyamah. Rawahu al-Tirmidhi wa qala hadithun hasanun. Hazrat Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of qiyamah, Allah will protect from the fire of Jahannam the face of one who defends the honor of his brother. So what this hadith is explaining to us, a person in this world defended, that's how it's tying up with the chapter. We heard somebody speaking ill, first thing we do is we defend, we refute that this brother of ours, he's not like that. Speaking ill about some personal quality, so you refute it. So on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will protect from the fire of Jahannam the face. When the hadith speaks about face, what it means, Allah will protect the person himself from the fire of Jahannam. Why? Because in this dunya, he protected the respect of his brother. Brother was being spoken ill about, and there he protected, he honored, he gave honor to his brother. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala will give him that honor. Allah will protect him from the fire of Jahannam. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a Muslim who does not assist another Muslim in a place where his honor is torn apart and he's being dishonored, and Allah will not come to his assistance in that place where he will love assistance. A Muslim who assists another Muslim in a place where his honor is torn apart and is being dishonored, then Allah, so the first one is where he does not honor his brother, where he was being dishonored. And the second part of the hadith, a Muslim who assists another Muslim in a place where his honor is torn apart and he's being dishonored, then Allah will come to his assistance in that place where he will love assistance. And which place that is? On the day of Qiyamah, person will love assistance. Ulama explain that even in this world also, Allah will come to his honor, Allah will come to his defense. Why? He's got the habit of defending his brother. Allah Ta'ala, may Allah Ta'ala give us this quality. There's one incident of Maymun ibn Mihran, rahmatullah alayhi, was a great tabi, was a very pious person. One night he had a dream that there was a lash, there was a corpse, a dead body of a black person, Habshi person that was there, and he was told, eat from this body. So in the dream, because naturally a person will feel uneasy, will feel a dislike, will feel nauseated by the fact that being told to eat from a dead body, There's a dead body that's lying there, a black body that's lying there. Eat from the body. So he asked the question that why am I being told this? So he was told that the ghibat was taking place and you were listening to it. So he was surprised that what share did I have in it? That I was only present there, I didn't speak anything. So he was told in a dream that you were listening quietly. You didn't defend your brothers. You didn't defend your brother. So you were also party to eating from the flesh of your brother. Because you didn't defend him at the place where he needed to be defended. That shows also that a person just sitting quietly and listening to ghibah taking place, he is also part and parcel of the ghibah. What we should do is first defend the person. Try and stop the person that's making the ghibah. And if we are not being listened to and we are not being heeded to, then a person should move away. Move away from that gathering. Don't be party and part and parcel of the ghibah that is taking place. Ask ourselves today, people that are on groups, etc., how much of ghibah and nonsense is being spoken, filth is being spoken, or sometimes it's just friends over a braai stand, and now banter starts, but don't tell anybody, that's how it starts off, don't tell anybody, but this is what the situation is. Next person would also say, don't tell anybody, but then he'll give the same story. And then what happens? We don't realize how much of ghibah we're getting involved in, whereas here we're being told by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam how serious this is. Allah Ta'ala has made it such that a Muslim is a protection for another Muslim, is support for another Muslim, kal bunyan, like bricks. How one brick supports the next brick. The third brick, the third line of bricks that's coming up is supporting the line below. And the line below is supporting the one above. Each brick that is being packed up in that wall is supporting each other. Like that Muslim is supposed to be. Each one supposed to be supporting each other. It's not that each person is worried only about himself and not about his brother. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.